Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening, wherever you may be. Trust again that we can be a help to you, be an encouragement. Hope you got your Bible laying out before you, and your pencil again, piece of paper. Again, we want to give out our address, our phone number, for people in shut-ins, that we might get them some CDs. It will not cost the shut-ins anything. We will get them to them, mail them to them, however we'll get them to them. I know there's lots of shut-ins sets at home that's not able to go to the house of God, would like to hear some old-time preaching. And so the church where I go, we have got together and decided we would start doing that. So if people want them, so that's all I ask you to do, just get us a name and address, and we'll be mailing to them. And I'll tell you what, it'll be some good preaching, good men of God preaching. It won't be no women preaching, because this Bible won't hold it good, and I'll not be mailing one to you. So I'm just going to get that plain, get it right on the table just like it is. This Bible does not ordain women preachers, and this preacher does not have nothing to do with them, and this Bible don't. So I'm just going to get that plain, get it out in the open. You can just go ahead and have your fit and get it over with. But me and God just going to stay with what the book says. But we do. Our name is James Shaver, S-H-A-V-E-R. Address, 920 County Road 427, Fort Payne, Alabama, 35967. And our home phone number is 256-523-5504. And we left our cell phone out in the car, so we ain't got the number of it in here, but it won't matter about here. Know how you can phone me up the phone number. But if you know of any shut-ins that's not able to go to the house of God, now it'll not be none of this modern stuff. It'll not be on all these HIV Bibles. It'll come out of the King James Bible. If I happen to get a hold of one where somebody's preaching out of some other kind of book, it makes a good skeet to get the shotgun out and shoot at it. Amen. I tell you what, I'm just an old King James Bible believer, and I don't intend to mess with no other kind or mess with nobody that does mess with other kind. But I'm just plain saved by God's grace. And this is what got me, and this is what's keeping me, and this is what's teaching me. So be much in prayer for us today, that the Lord will help us. We want to be a help. That's our whole desire. It's not to make anybody mad. I know there's everything in the world going on today. There was a young lady at church that elected to teach Sunday school. Today she said she had been teaching them young people for 33 years, and she's talking about what stood there and talked a good little bit about what she was teaching to them. And I went to her after the service was over with, and I said, now that was some good preaching. If a woman could preach, I said, Ben, if a woman can't preach, I said, that was a good testimony that you give today. So we need some good women today, older women that'll teach the younger. And I don't intend to make you mad by standing on this Bible. If you get mad, that you'll get over it or die with it, whichever comes first. But I'm just going to stay with what this Bible says. Amen. So if you got your Bible, turn with us. I'll go back to the thought that was on last week on a testimony from hell. I've been praying for the Lord for the last several weeks to let me preach on hell. You don't hear much of it anymore. If it's ever mentioned, it's made of a joke or just smoothed over or whatnot. But you know, hell is still just as real as it ever was, and real people still go there. And as I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, if you'll read after Jesus' teaching, for every one time that he mentioned heaven, he mentioned hell 13 times. So that means we ought to preach about 13 messages on hell before we try to preach one on heaven. And another thing, there's not too much in this Bible about heaven. There's a lot of people can explain about everything that's going to go on in heaven, but I've read this Bible from cover to cover several times, and I've not found a lot of stuff that people teach I've not found in here. But I find a lot about hell, and I ain't never found nothing down there that I want. Ain't nothing down there I desire to go after or go see about. But I will say this, just as long as heaven is, hell will be. And the Bible said that where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. The Bible said where there's smoke ascendeth up forever and ever. So we do know, you do out there in radio land do know, outside of Christ, them that's outside of Him is going to hell. And we need some more of that preaching in church. People are talking about today, about the things that we're going through, how our economy's bad, and people are losing their jobs, and I mean, they're talking about everything in this world, rain in their hands. But if you'll read Jeremiah and let God the Bible do talking to you, God's Bible told the children of Israel, your sins and your iniquity has withheld these good things from you. So you know what's got America in the shape she's in today, the reason why the economy's bad? I mean, murder's so bad, dope's so bad, amen, divorce and remarriage is so bad, and you can just keep naming stuff, fornication, shacking up, living together, running around naked, just about it, all that stuff. You know what's causing all that. It's our sins and our iniquity, how separated betwixt us and God. So therefore, God is cutting off these good things and begin to judge us. So, but I do want to say that people are going to go to hell if they don't get right with God. The Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nation that forget God. But let's turn now just a minute. I'll read again the scripture that we took for a text last week in Ezekiel chapter 32. Where the Bible said the strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell. Now you notice what here the Bible said they're going to be speaking out of the midst of hell. With them that help him, they are gone down, they lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. And the Bible's telling us here that people are going to be crying out in hell. And I preached last Sunday about, in Luke 16, about the rich man where he died and he went to hell. And we find that after he opened his eyes in hell, he began to talk. We don't have too much about his testimony while he was alive, but after he died and opened his eyes in hell, we have a testimony there that he began to, Bible said here that came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried in hell. He lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried. Now you notice what he'd done after he got to hell. You didn't hear too much testifying about the grace of God. You didn't hear too much out of him about telling people, his brethren, to repent. He didn't go about, amen, being an evangelist. He didn't go about being a missionary. While he is here on earth, but while he is in hell, after he got in the flames of hell, being to be in torment, the Bible said, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Ain't God, but you read on down, the Bible said, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. Now we have no testimony here of him a praying while he was alive. We have no testimony, amen, of anything, him doing anything religiously while he was alive. But when he got into hell, in the flames of eternity and began to burn, you find here where the Bible said, and he began to pray. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something, friend. How you sitting out there today just going on just like you're going to live forever. How then you're going to die one day and everything's going to be all right. But if you're outside of Christ, how you've not been born again, you're going to open your eyes in hell. How you may be too proud now to go somewhere and find you a place and pray. How you may be too proud to lay down your life right now for the Lord Jesus. You may be too proud, amen, to turn from your sin. But there's coming a day, friend, when that pride's going to leave you. When you open your eyes in hell, you're going to begin to pray to Father Abraham, amen. God bless your heart. And he said, I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Brother, he was worried about his brethren back here on earth. I would go today to the house of God, and all most people are worried about is being entertained. Amen. And seeing what good they can do, get up and try to sing. I like a mockingbird with no God on them. I'm a friend, there's going to come a day when you're going to worry about your family. How you going to worry about your friends? How you going to worry about your children? How you going to worry about your companions? How you going to worry about, ain't God, your siblings? How this back here on this earth, how living like hell itself, amen, like you told them to live, but you're going to worry about them down there. How you going to have a testimony? How you going to say, Father Abraham, I send somebody back to warn them? Amen. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. I let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went from the dead, they will repent. Amen. We have this deal going through our country today. Thank God, all you got to do is just repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, ABC. But God bless your heart. Here was this man in hell. He had enough knowledge to know. And he's trying to get Father Abraham how to send somebody back to his house. How to tell his brothers about this awful place. Amen. Said, if you'll send somebody back, they will repent. Hey, God's great name. I've got news for you, friend. We need some old-fashioned preachers today. That'll go back to preaching, repent or perish. I turn or burn. Friend, there's only two places. The Bible says straight is the gate and narrow's the way that leadeth to life, and few there be. That find it, and he said, broad is the way that goeth to destruction, and many would be that go in thereat. Friend, hear me. While you still got an opportunity, while you still got bread, while you still got enough knowledge about you, how to find some place, how to seek God with all your heart. My friend, if you don't, you're going to hell. Ain't God, because through Adam, ain't God, the fall through Adam caused all men, amen, to be sinners. But the last man, Adam, which was Christ Jesus, and God shed his blood, give his body for sacrifice, amen, to break the curse that was put on man because of Adam. Friend, outside of Christ, are you going to hell? Amen. Said, preacher, don't preach on hell. You'll scare my children. You'll scare people. If you don't get scared of hell, you'll bust her wide open. Just as sure as I'm standing here. Now I've got here this man's testimony in hell, but I want to look just for a few minutes at some more testimonies in hell. Brother, let's look back at Moses. Amen. The great man of God. How that God used him so greatly. How we see a religious crowd. How they come to Moses one day by the name of Korah. Amen. And we got on to Moses. How booking the man of God. Thank be unto God. Said, why? How you take it upon yourself? What do you think? How you're so much holier than we are? Amen. Booking the man of God. For trying to do the will of God. But Moses told Korah, I said, you meet us out here tomorrow. Amen. And said, if you die the death of all men, God has not spoken to me. But if the Lord will open up the earth and do a new work, you will know that God is still God. The next day they come out, and the Bible said that the ground just opened up, amen, and swallowed Moses, Korah, and his crowd, took them right straight to hell, without them even packing a suitcase. Friend, I wonder today if we could hear Korah screaming out the flames of hell. I wonder if we could hear him saying, Moses, you're right and I'm wrong. Amen. There's a lot of voices in hell today. Amen. I can show them to you all through this Bible. The cores are walking right through the corridors of hell today. Hollering, telling Moses, you're right and I'm wrong. You are holy and I'm unholy. You're a man of God. Amen. And I'm a man that's not right with God. Friend, hear me. You've got friends. You've got neighbors. You may even have family. Walking in the corridors of hell today. Saying, warn them if they don't come after this awful place. Jesus said, it'd be better to go through life all lame, maimed, and blind than to have all your members and wind up in hell where the fire is not quenched and the worm dies not. Friend, I'm trying to warn you today. These people in hell are crying out. God bless your heart. Let's look now to the book of Jude, if you would. Amen. I'm going to say something today, and I'm not doing it to make folks mad. I'm just doing it because God's Bible said so. We're being shoved down our throat today by politicians. We're being shoved down our throat by humanism. We're being shoved down our throat. Amen. That all religions, all things that's called Christianity, is the same. They're all going to the same place. But I've got news for you. In the 18th and the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, we find a story of a city by the name of Sodom and Gomorrah.
sorrow, and the cities round about. Amen. We are crying where they was given over to sodomy. The Bible said, both young and old. Friends, you hear me. I've got news for you. These people are going through hell today. Hey, sodomites in hell today crying out and saying, repent, this is wrong. It's evil in the sight of God. The Bible said in the book of Jude, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God, the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, and call mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Amen. Beloved, when I gave all diligence, had a right unto you, the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you. I encourage you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. And the Bible said in verse number 4, for there are certain men that crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're living in a generation today that's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. What's that a saying, preacher? They're taking the grace of God and turning it in to a license to sin. These sodomites, amen, these lesbians are living the lifestyle they live and saying they're saved by the grace of God. You know what they're doing. They're turning it into lasciviousness. Now you listen to what God said. I will therefore put you in remembrance. I don't want you knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them. How that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting change unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Now I'll ask you this: if God cast an angel out for sin, how in the world do we think we're going to get there? Amen. And us full of sin, how are we going to have to come to the Lord Jesus and get delivered? But here's the verse that I'm after. Jude chapter 1 and verse number 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about in like manner have given themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, have suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now God's Bible said that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth for an example. Amen. The Bible said in Corinthians these things that were written was written aforetime for our example, that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. God has said Sodom and Gomorrah, and God has had enough mercy and grace to record it on the page of this book, and said they're suffering of the flames of eternal fire. Friend, I've got news for you. If we could hear from hell today, we could hear both young and old crying out from hell, telling the Sodomites and all the rest of us that it's wicked, wicked, wicked. And you keep living that lifestyle. You don't get born again. You're coming to this awful place. Friend, I'm not taking it out on you. Thank God I'm not angry at you. I'm just angry at, amen, sin. I'm here to tell you that the Lord, I come to seek and to save that which was lost. If you've not gone too far, if God's not reprobated you, if God's not turned you over, you hear this preacher, you find your place somewhere and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless your heart. He's telling you here, friend, this is an example of where you're headed if you don't repent. I bless your heart. This is just part of what's in hell. Amen. This is going there. I find Herod, where John the Baptist preached to him. And John the Baptist told him it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother's wife. Amen. Far as I know, it still reads the same way. It's not lawful to divorce and remarry. Amen. I bless your heart. You'll find where John preached to him. Amen. And the Bible said that they beheaded John the Baptist. And history has it how that Herod died in exile in the nut house. He went crazy. You'll find when they brought Jesus before Herod, and Herod asked him a question, and he answered him not a word. Hey God, you know what he was saying? When he didn't answer him, he was saying, I told you, I proved John the Baptist that you wasn't lawful for you to have your brother's wife, but you wouldn't listen. You was hard-headed. I'm going to have your own way. So now then, I say he's in the flames of hell. Preacher, what are you doing judging? The Bible said in the book of Galatians, ain't got about the works of the flesh. The first was adultery. And he said it shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Herod's a walking through hell this very day, wringing his hands. Amen. And telling Philip, you can have her. Amen. You can have her. But he's done waited too long. I say, Pilate, I was walking through hell the day after he cried to wash the blood of the darling Son of God off of his hands. I say he's walking through hell swinging his hands and saying, I cannot get rid of the blood of a friend before you get there. I want to close out with this. As the Lord Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost, there's a remedy for your sins. At this time, we'll turn it back to Brother John.